आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म, तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं, नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं, शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं, सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं, गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
इन वर्स नंबर 92 शंकराचार्य जी से, बुद्धि इंद्रियाणि अपि श्रवणं तो गच्छी घ्राणं च जीवा विषया बोधनात्। देर आर फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एंड व्हाट इज देयर फंक्शन, विषय अवबोधनात्, दे ब्रिंग द नॉलेज ऑफ द ऑब्जेक्ट्स। विद द फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन वी रिसीव स्टिमुलाई ऑफ फाइव सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स, एंड देन ही गिव्स द नेम ऑफ फाइव कर्मेन्द्रिया, वाक पानी पाद उपस्थ कर्मेन्द्रियानि प्रवनेन कर्मसु, एंड दीज आर द फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ एक्शन, एंड व्हाट इज देयर फंक्शन, द टेंडेंसी टू वर्क, दैट इज द फंक्शन ऑफ कर्मेन्द्रिया। व्हाट इज द इनर इंस्ट्रूमेंट, दैट इज स्टेटेड इन वर्स नंबर 93 एंड 94। निगद्यते, निगद्यते इट इज सेड, इट इज अंतःकरणं मनोधि अहंकृति अहंकृति चित्तम इति स्ववृत्ति भी। व्हाट इज दिस अंतःकरण, फोर पार्ट्स इज सेड, मन बुद्धि चित्त एंड अहंकार, एंड दीज आर ऑल वृत्ति, ऑल थॉट्स ओनली। देन गिव द डिफिनेशन, मनस्तु संकल्प विकल्प नादि भी। व्हाट इज माइंड, संकल्प विकल्प। व्हेन द थॉट्स इज इन द स्टेट ऑफ वॉलिशन, we have not decided, it is a doubting state, it is mana. What is buddhi? Buddhi padartha adhyavasaya dharmatah. Buddhi is the nature of determination, we decide. What is the nature of this object? The decision is taken by buddhi. Atra abhiman अभिमानात अहम इति अहंकृति, अभिमानात अहंकृति अहंकार डुअर ईगो, एंड द फोर्थ वन इज स्वार्थ अनुसंधान गुणेन चित्तम, चित्तम मीन्स इफ यू आर थिंकिंग अबाउट द पास्ट व्हाट हैज हैपेंड और स्टोर्ड इन द योर मेमोरी इट ब्रिंग्स बैक इट्स ऑल आर थॉट्स ओनली. Then he says the five prana, prana, pan, vyan, udan, samana, bhavati, aso prana. These are five are the pranas. Svayameva vritti bhedat, vritti bhedat according to their function. Then vikriti bhedat, vikriti means modification. So according to their function and modification, they are called prana, pan, vyan, udan and samana. How is this classifications like Subarna and Salila Adivas, Subarna, with the gold you make different ornaments and you name them differently because their usage is different. And in Salilvat, in the water also, there is high, low, tide, waves, bubble, froth. These are all water only, but the different names are given. Same way, the prana, apana, vyana, udana, samana, it's only one prana, because of their function and modification, we give them different names. Then says, what is the total subtle body? Said is city of eight things. Puri Ashtakam. What is this Puri Ashtakam? Vakadi Pancha. Vakadi means, Vak represents organs of action. Now you have to tell, Vak means all five you have to remember. Vakadi Panchakam. Panchakam is five. Then Shravanadi Pancham, Shravan, that represents organs of perception, Shravanadi Panchakam. Then Pranadi Pancha, all five pranas. Then Abramukhani Pancha, Abramukhani, subtle elements, space, air, fire, water and earth. Then comes Buddhi, fifth is Buddhi. Then next comes avidya, kaam, karma. These are the eight factors or eight things which constitute subtle body. And we have seen in detail and we compared why avidya is taken, why this taken, why. And now comes the 97.
इदं शरीरं श्रुणु सूक्ष्म संगीतम्,
इदं शरीरं श्रुणु सूक्ष्म संगीतम्,
लिंगं त्वपञ्चीकृत भूत संभवम्,
लिंगं त्वपञ्चीकृत भूत संभवम्,
सवासनं कर्म फलानुभावकम्,
सवासनं कर्म फलानुभावकम्,
स्वज्ञानतो नादिरुपाधिरात्मनः,
स्वज्ञानतो नादिरुपाधिरात्मनः,
इदं शरीरं श्रुणु सूक्ष्म संगीतम्, लिंगं त्वपञ्चीकृत भूत संभवम्,
सवासनं कर्म फलानुभावकम्,
स्वज्ञानतो नादिरुपाधिरात्मनः.
इदं शरीरं, व्हाट इज दिस शरीर? The definition of sarir is siryamanatvat sarir, siryamanatvat. Sarir is that in which there is wear, tear, modification, therefore it is called sarir. So this subtle body is also a sarir, karan is also a sarir, sthul is also a sarir. Why? Because there is wear and tear, there is a modification continuously changing, therefore it is called sarir. Shrunu. All of a sudden Shankaracharya is saying Shrunu. He is nearing 100, na? Shrunu. So perhaps the students have become little bit inattentive. pay attention. He didn't say pay attention. He said, Shrumo. Listen carefully. Sutma Sangitam Lingam. This is called Sutma Sarir. It is also called Linga Sarir also. Sutma Sarir is also called Linga Sarir. What is the meaning of Linga? Linga means Chinna. In Hindi we say Chinna, sign. That is called Linga Sarira. It's an indicator. Like suppose if you want to verify a person is living or not, what is the chinna? You will take your hand close to his nose and say whether he is breathing or not. It's the indicator whether he is living or not. Why prana? Because prana constitutes sushma sarira, linga sarira. So ling also means to know. Because in the subtle body, you know, we have got the intellect also. So all knowledge happens there. Why all knowledge happens there? Because of the sattva nature. Because it is made of all five subtle great elements militva antakarana bhavati. We have seen, na? Each organ of perception is made with one element, one subtle element, but the mind made up all five. Therefore, all stimuli brought by all organs of perception can be processed in the mind because it is made up all five great elements. So, knowledge happens there. Then, discrimination of self and not self will be also in the antakaran, and the knowledge of the self also will happen in the same antakaran. So these are the indicators, the lingam. Then how it is made? To apanchikrit bhuta sambhavam. Apanchikrit bhuta. This word is all known to you. Panchikrit means grossified. Apanchikrit means not grossified. It is the pre-stage of grossified. What we are seeing now is apanchikrit. Oh, what we are seeing now is only panchikrit. You can't see apanchikrit. Apanchikrit means suchma. Suchma means those which cannot be perceived by organs of perception. This is the pre-stage of grossification. So it is made of apanchikrit panchamahabhut sa vasanam. Vasanam, the word you know, vasana, sa vasanam, the vasana is also there, vasana. So these are all the impressions collected in our waking state and it includes the prior life's impression also. Vasanam, vasana is coming from our previous account, it's continuing. And that vasana is called? Vasana is called? V is causal, causal, karan sarir. This vasana is the karan for what? For gross body and subtle body. Causal body is the cause of gross body and subtle body. If you remove the cause, kya hoga? No more gross body, no more subtle body. So that is the purpose of our life, to remove this causal body. What is this causal body? Ajnana. It is ignorance. We have to remove this ignorance. How can we remove this ignorance? You can remove ignorance by knowledge. So, vasanam. So, this vasana is, how is the vasana? Have you seen the CDs? CDs? Blank CD and burnt CD. Can you make out by seeing it is burnt, it is blank? No, you can't. So, this subtle body is also like CD. You can't see the impressions there. But put it in the recorder, CD player. So this vasana is also in subtle body. Put it in gross body, immediately start working. Immediately start working. Now CD, some people, what they do, they on the cover, they write track number 1, track number 2, track number 3, track number 4. Kya hai isme? You know. And then they are all sajake rakh diya almari mein. You want to listen to the bhajan of Guruji. You took out the Guruji cassette, put it, and bhajan shuru ho gaya. But suppose somebody has changed the CD, the cover is there, Guruji's bhajan, and your son has wrongly put something else there. Kya hoga? Now the rock music will come. Similarly, sometimes this subtle body, this CD, goes from one body to another body. तब क्या होता है देन वी से अरे इनको तो देवी का भार हो गया सटल बॉडी है चेंज उनको भार हो गया नाउ द सेम पर्सन इज टॉकिंग आप क्या कर रही है देवी आ गई अब तो और ए पर्सन हैज नॉट रेड फिजिक्स नाउ ही हैज स्टार्टेड टॉकिंग गिविंग डिस्कोर्स ऑन पार्टिकल फिजिक्स लो बिकॉज द सटल बॉडी है चेंज होता है ऐसा सहवासनम व्हाट एल्स इज देयर कर्म फल अनुभावकम इट कॉजेज डिफरेंट एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द कर्म फल यू ऑल नो ऑल द एक्सपीरियंस सुख दुख हैपेंस ओनली इन माइंड इन अंतःकरण सो कर्म फल अनुभावकम स्व अज्ञानता अनादि उपाधि आत्मनः स्व अज्ञानता बिकॉज ऑफ इट्स इग्नोरेंस अनादि बिगनिंगलेस उपाधि कंडीशनिंग आत्मनः ऑफ दिस आत्मन इट इज बिगनिंगलेस कंडीशनिंग द सटल बॉडी इज द कंडीशनिंग ऑफ द आत्मन आत्मन इज डिफरेंट दिस इज ओनली कंडीशनिंग इट इज कॉल्ड उपाधि वेरी गुड लाइक Guruji has given example, very good example. There were one husband and wife living there. There was one old lady, and this old lady was very throwing tantrums always. Ye chahiye, wo chahiye, always dissatisfied. And the husband and wife used to bring whatever she wanted to make her happy. So one day, she died. Then the husband says to wife, "I put up with her because she was your mother." Then the wife said, "Oops, what? I thought she was your mother." So this mother was upadhi of the family, different from the family. Same way, the subtle body is also upadhi of Atman, different from Atman. Guruji is his own style to explain things. It's a different. In India, you will find sometimes you are walking, the stray dog starts walking behind you. The people say, "Are ye to aapka kutta hai, leke jao, sambhalo isko." Similarly, upadhi is also chipku like that. How it has got attached to us? Swa agyanata, because of the ignorance. You see, even after studying Vedanta also, you can't shake off this attachment of subtle body. After listening Vedanta, you very clearly know what is Atma and Anatma. Still, subtle body gives you trouble. It is a conditioning only. So what is this subtle body? We have seen all desires comes in the mind. Subtle body has got no hands and legs. Gross body has got hands and legs, but all desire comes there, and the gross body acts accordingly in the Jagrita Avastha, and in the dream state, because of the vasanas, it itself become mountain, river and everything. We see the whole dream is the function of subtle body. Now, what is dream and its play is given in verse number 98 and 99. We'll read together.
Swapno bhavatya savivaktavastha. Swapno bhavatya savivaktavastha. Swamatra seshena vibhati yatra.
स्वमात्र शेषेन विभाति
अत्र
स्वप्ने तु बुद्धि स्वयमेव जाग्रत स्वप्ने तु बुद्धि स्वयमेव जाग्रत कालीन नानाविधवासनाभिः कालीन नानाविधवासनाभिः कर्त्रादिभावं प्रतिपाद्य राजते
कर्त्रादिभावं प्रतिपाद्य राजते
यत्र स्वयं भाति अयं परात्मा यत्र स्वयं भाति अयं परात्मा धीमात्र कोपाधिरशेष साक्षी धीमात्र कोपाधिरशेष साक्षी न लिप्यते तत्कृतकर्मलेशैः न लिप्यते तत्कृतकर्मलेशैः यस्मादसङ्गस्ततैव कर्मभिः यस्मादसङ्गस्ततैव कर्मभिः न लिप्यते किञ्चिदुपाधिना कृतैः न लिप्यते किञ्चिदुपाधिना कृतैः स्वप्नो भवत्यस्य विभक्तवस्था स्वमात्र शेषेन विभाति यत्र स्वप्ने तु बुद्धि स्वयमेव जाग्रत कालीन नानाविधवासनाभिः कर्त्रादिभावं प्रतिपाद्य राजते यत्र स्वयं भाति अयं परात्मा धीमात्र कोपाधिरशेष साक्षी न लिप्यते तत्कृतकर्मलेशैः यस्मादसङ्गस्ततैव कर्मभिः न लिप्यते किञ्चिदुपाधिना कृतैः
स्वप्ना भवति अस्य विभक्त्यवस्था Dream is of the distinct state. It is different from, distinct state means different from Jagrit. Altogether different from the Jagrit. Swamatrena sesena vivati yatra. It itself remaining alone. Alone it signs. Yatra, where it signs alone. In dream state, this Sushma Sarir, it signs of its own. You see, in Jagrit Avastha, what happens? We can see the actions. But who is the director? Sushma Sarir is the director, because desire comes in the Sushma Sarir. And according to the desire, the gross body acts. But we can see the gross body acting, but we can't see subtle body. Like when on the stage the actors are performing, but we can't see the director. Director is there, he is directing everything, but the director is not seen on the stage. But the actors, they are acting. Same way, this subtle body is not seen. Swapne tu buddhi swayameva rajate. You see, the rajate word is somewhere else. We have to bring that rajate word with swapne tu buddhi swayameva. Then comes the jagrit. Jagrit, we have to break there. Rajate. Rajate means signs. Swapne tu buddhi swayameva rajate. In dream, buddhi itself. Here, buddhi means the memory, the chitta vritti. Swayameva rajate. We know buddhi is not there in dream. But here buddhi, so we have to take the meaning of the buddhi at subtle body or the memory, rajate itself. Kartradi bhavam pratipadya. Pratipadya means having assumed. Assumed what? Karta bhokta bhav. It itself becomes karta and bhokta. In the dream state, who is karta and bhokta? The mind itself is karta. He is the dreamer. Who is bhokta? Mind itself is bhokta. karta and bhokta. He has become. And what is the basis? Jagrit kalin nana vid vasana bhi. Jagrit kalin, during the waking state period, whatever we experience with our five organs of perception, the Lord has fitted five cameras. So they take pictures continuously and give it to mind. And in the mind, all the impressions are stored. Jagrit kalin nana vid vasana bhi. So suppose if somebody is coming, you can see him coming. Message passed on. Suppose you are not seeing, this is not working, eyes are not working. Some people can even recognize the footsteps. Gurudev went to one Pragya Chakshu Maharaj, and by his walking, and he said, "Au Chinmay." By the footstep they can recognize. By the smell also people can recognize, yes, he is so and so coming. But the cameras, they don't have the smell facility. The cameras cannot smell. Jagrit avastha. So this Jagrit avastha includes your prior lives also. All the vasanas, all the experience stored in the earlier life, they don't bother us, but they still stored there. So all this is in the vasana. The intellect is not available, we all know. Now let us see the dream. Suppose somebody is going by bus downtown. Here you will not find, but in India if you go, you will find this. In downtown he's going. One brahmachari wearing the yellow clothes giving discourse in open ground. You are traveling the bus, you are seeing. Thoda dur jao, then a madari is playing with his monkey. So here you will not find this in America. In India these things you have a madari. And after some time you find the stray, some cows and buffalo, they are grazing. So vasana imprinted in the night, what you see? You see the monkeys wearing yellow dress, giving discourse to cows and buffalo. Vasana. Or you can again form this in different way. See, the many Mahatmas, many people think, ignorant think, ki one brahmachari is equal to 10 monkeys. They are so super active. So one brahmachari wanted to ride a boat, and boat was so many other passengers were sitting, and all passengers objected, "Don't take this brahmachari." But the boatman, he said, "No, no, let him come." The brahmachari was allowed to sit on the boat. Then boat started, and in that boat there was a old lady with a broomstick. There was a madari also with his monkey holding tightly his rope. And there was a snake charmer with his, you know, the small box they keep the snakes in there. Now this brahmachari pulled one stick from the broomstick of the old lady and tickled the monkey. Monkey jumped and jumped on the box and the snakes all came. There was a lot of commotion. Who became brahmachari? Who became snake? Who became this old lady, boat, navik and all that? Your mind. Commotion, your mind. Everything was made by mind. So dream is distinct state of subtle body. Yatra swayam bhati hi ayam paratma. Where himself shines indeed the supreme self. We see the dream. But we don't see who is the illuminator of the dream. Who is giving the light? The one who is giving the light is paratma. That is atma. That is paramatma. So we don't see the light, we see the play only. Like, see, in the world also, we see nana roop only. This is chair, this is table, this is fan, this is light. But we don't see the general light which is illuminating the whole thing. We miss that general thing. We see only the specifics. Is it not so? The specifics we see, but the general we miss. See, in the dream also, who is illuminating the dream? There is a light. But it's not that this type of light. It's a different light. We are supposed to see the illuminator, but we are engrossed in the dream. Paratma dhi matrako upadhi, the Supreme Self at that time has only one upadhi, buddhi, only one upadhi. In Jagrit Avastha, all three upadhis are working, but in the dream state, only one upadhi is working, the subtle body, and the vasanas are, according to the vasana, it is all coming in. Ases sakshi na lipyate tatkrit karmalesi. Ases sakshi, witness to everything. Ases sakshi. Na lipyate tatkrit karmalesi. Na lipyate, not tainted, not affected by whatever is seen there. Karmalesi. They can't taint him. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give the example of the street light. It illumines a marriage procession also and a funeral procession also. Street light is not affected by the marriage procession or funeral procession. Same way, the illuminator inside us also is not affected. It's just illumining, that's all. So in movie also we see the light. Without light there cannot be movie. So the light is not affected, whatever is happening on the screen, whether there is a war or there is a fire, light is not concerned. Same way, the inside the illuminator is also not concerned. Why not concerned? Yasmad asangaha. Sankaracharya says yasmad, because asanga, because it is unattached, because it is sakshi, is the witness of the dream. Witness of the dream. It's only witnessing. Tat evna karma bhi lipyate kinchit upadina kritai. Not affected in least by whatever is done by the upadhi. Here the upadhi we are discussing about the subtle body upadhi. Not tainted by anything. But I am affected. I as a dreamer, I am affected. So what is the difference between this upadhi and that upadhi? I am affected, but Sakshi is not affected. So what is the difference between me and Sakshi? I am a jiva. Jiva is antahkarana visishta chaitanya. Definition. Jiva is antahkarana visishta chaitanya. And Sakshi is antahkarana upahit chaitanya. Antahkaran upahit chaitanya. Chaitanya which has got a conditioning is called antahkaran upahit chaitanya. It has got a conditioning, it is limited but not tainted, not affected. And jeev is antahkaran visishta chaitanya. He is identified with the mind. Jiva is identified with the antahkaran. Therefore, he is limited and tainted. You got the difference? Jiva and Sakshi. Sakshi is not tainted, but I, the dreamer, I run in the dream. Tiger is chasing me. Run. Then after some time, I'm tired. And the tiger also has come and stopped. We both are seeing each other. Then the dreamer is asking, will you eat me? Then tiger says, it is your dream. You decide. You decide. Whether you will eat me or not. If you decide, I will eat you. So jiva is antahkaran visishta chaitanya, identified with the antahkaran, therefore he is limited and he is tainted. But sakshi is antahkaran upahita. Upahita means it has got a condition. It is conditioned. But he is only sakshi, not tainted. But in both cases, both are chaitanya. One thing is common. Both are chaitanya. Jeeva is also chaitanya and sakshi is also chaitanya. So what is the definition of upadhi? If you break this word, upa plus adhi. Upa means near, adhi means throwing. Throwing. The definition is samipe sthitva swayam rupam anyatra adadhati. This is the definition of upadhi. Samipe sthitva. It is very close, staying very close to it. What it does? Swayam rupam or swayam, swayam gunan, anyatra. Its own guna, it throws on others. Throws on others. Like a crystal is there and nearby a cloth is there. The cloth is upadhi of the crystal. What the it is doing? This upadhi is throwing its color on the crystal. Now from the distance you will find that crystal is either blue or red depending on the cloth near that crystal. But that throwing is only an appearance. It is not real. The crystal has not taken that color. It is only an appearance. Remove it, again the crystal is clear. It is apparent only. This concept we studied in Atmabodh. Panchakosadi yogena tattattanmaya ivastita suddhatma neelavastradi yogena spatiko yatha. In Atmabodh. Verse number 15 we have seen. So in the proximity of this upadhi, it throws its own gunas. Like gross body, subtle body will group, throw their guna on the Atman. So upadhi will bring apparent change but not real change. Real change will never happen. So BMI is the upadhi of Atma, but it remains always untainted. Atman will remain always untainted. It's only upadhi. So our bondage is aupadhik and not real. Our bondage is also aupadhik because of the upadhi. Upadhi is throwing its guna on the Atman. It's aupadhik, not real. Atma is ases sakshi and is not affected by the activities of upadhi. So this is our sukshma sarira in which we see the dream. The dream state has been explained.
Sarva vyapritikaranam lingamidam. Sarva vyapritikaranam lingamidam syachyadidatmana pumsa syachyadatmana pumsah vasyadikamivatakshnasthenaiva atma bhavatya sangoyam. Atma bhavatya sangyoyam sarva vyapritikaranam lingamidam syachidatmana pumsah vasyadikamiva takshnasthenaiva atma bhavatya sangoyam.
century, verse number 100, we have come to verse. Sarva vyapriti karanam lingam idam syat. This subtle body is the instrument of all activities. Sarva vyapriti karanam, sarva vyapriti instrument of all activities. So SB has got this karanam. What is this karanam? Karanam is bahikaran and antakaran. Karan means instrument. Antakaran, chatushtay. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. Bahikaran, organs of perception 5 and organs of action 5.
10.
So this constitute the karanam, the instrument it has got. Chidatmana pumsa, of the Atman, who is, what is the nature of the Atman? Consciousness. Chitsarupaha. And it is different. How is different? It is said, vasyadikam iva takshana. Takshana means carpenter. Takshana. Carpenter. You have seen carpenter. And what was he? Vasyadi. Vasyadi means chisel. He will bring, have some chisel. And other, adi means lot of other instruments for working. He needs all these instruments. One thing you will find that these instruments, in the case of all technicians, they are different. But the Lord has fitted all the instruments. A carpenter can forget to bring the hammer. But you cannot forget because your instruments are always with you, permanently fitted. Your Gyanendriya and Karmendriya are always with you. Wherever you go, your Gyanendriya, Karmendriya is there. So similarly, these Gyanendriya, Karmendriya are the instrument for needed for vyapar, for transaction purpose it is needed. A painter has got his brush. That is his instrument. A doctor comes, he comes with his briefcase. Once a doctor was called. Aage to ghar mein aate the na, give a call, doctor will come at your home, will check the patient. So one doctor was called, he came. And then all the patient party was saying, check my father, what has happened to him? The doctor, he said, wait, let me open my instrument box. So he opens his box, takes out hammer. They have got a different type of hammer. A stick with a round rubber ball. They will hit on the knuckles. And other instrument. And these people are worried, what are you doing? Well, let me open the instrument first, then we'll go and see what has happened. The idea is that the instruments are always different from the person. Similarly, these instruments are also different. Teneva atma bhavati asangayam. For that reason, this atma is also unattached. Our indriyas, our jnanindriya and karmindriya, organs of perception and organs of actions are also different. And we have seen many times that whatever this indriya does, the Atman is not affected by that. Sakshi is not affected by that. What is that example? You have to remember, seeing a red rose, your eyes never become red.
We'll make it yellow
now. Next time you will make it yellow. No, if it becomes yellow, then you will say you have got what disease you say?
Jaundice.
Jaundice, okay. So it's not affected. Okay, we'll continue in our next session, 101. We'll go little bit fast till we reach Maya. Maya will be coming maybe at 108 or 109. So 6-7 sloka we'll take up in our next session. And after that Maya. So Maya has got three slokas, three verses, we'll see in detail.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namah. Hari Om.